Hey buddy, welcome to the home per anime. It's me, Cameron, and I think it's time for another homie check-in. You ever just kind of feel down on yourself and you don't realize that some of the decisions that you make are actually really brave? Because when we think of bravery, what we think of is something super extreme. You know, we have knights in shining armor fighting dragons. We have people running for a president and prime minister, going against all odds. We have people who are reshaping what their identities are publicly, and it may be something that a certain group just doesn't gel with. We think of those things and we think, wow, that's brave. That is extreme. That's so cool. That's what I think a lot of us think of when we think of bravery. But I watch Pokemon Concierge, and I kid you not, the protagonist of Pokemon Concierge, Haru, had a really bad week. And I'm going to tell you about that week. First, she stepped in gum. Then, her boyfriend of 6.5 years broke up with her via text. Her work bestie quit. She worked on this huge proposal only to lose out on a project at work. And then she stepped in gum again. And she said, I'm not happy. And next thing you know, she's on a boat to go to this Pokemon resort where she's going to work now. And I know what you're thinking, Cameron, what's heroic, what's brave about that? Well, bravery to me comes in a lot of forms. And the form of bravery that Haru showed was that it was a massive leap for her. But it started with taking a look at where she was and realizing, I'm not okay with where I am now. This is hard. This is not pleasant, and not in a I'm giving up because it's hard. It's a this isn't working for me personally, and I know that a change has to be made. And just unplugging from all of that and saying, I'm going to do something out of my comfort zone. That's a huge feat of bravery to me. But bravery, even that, I would say is big. Bravery is big in all forms. That could be something like, I'm scared, but I'm going to go to school. Bravery can be, I'm sick of public transit. I'm going to go for my driver's license. Bravery can be, I am going to go out and make a new friend today, or at least start trying. Bravery comes in a lot of different shapes and forms. Really, every time that Haru wakes up, whether it be to make a Pokemon friend, to try and make sure that the Pokemon that are staying there are happy, that they're content, everything that she does, every unknown that she faces, everything that she thinks that she can't do, but tries anyway. That's very brave to me. And really, I think a lot of us deny that at several points in our lives, maybe even in our daily lives, we're actually super brave. Maybe we don't get it right on the first try, whatever that may be. Maybe it's just some challenge that we set out to do. Maybe, and this is just a personal example, one time I tried to make soup and I spilled it and it was really hot and I got a really big blister on my hand. And for the longest time, I refused to make soup again. Well, a few years ago, I visited my mom, and my mom was making a soup with chicken stock, onions, ground sausage, kale, and heavy cream. Those are the main ingredients. If you want to make it, it's really good. And she said, "Do you want to help me?" And I thought about the last time I made soup, and I almost immediately said no. And then I thought about it for a little bit and said, well, maybe things will be different this time, and I'll learn something new. So I said yes. We made the soup together, and it didn't turn out bad. I didn't get hurt. That's not to say that I won't get hurt again. You know, cooking accidents happen, but that's okay. The thing is, I did something that I wasn't sure about because I said, I want to change. I want to have this skill set, or I want to get over this. And that is my way in. And that may seem like a small example to some people, but it was huge for me. And I think we all have these little nuances about us where there are a lot of little facets in our lives that actually call for a great deal of what is ultimately bravery. All of that to say, whether you know it or not, and I've talked to a lot of you who listen to this podcast. And if I haven't, I would love to talk to you. Because the people who I've met so far are very lovely. But you guys are so much braver than you think. My friends, every time that you wake up and you set foot outside your door, when you take on that new creative project that you want to do, whether it be making a shirt, making a sticker, drawing, talking to somebody on the phone who maybe you don't want to, reaching out to somebody, all of those are super brave. And those are just the examples that I can think of off the top of my head. But you guys are so brave. We all are. We're braver than we realize. And I just love that for all of us. And I 100% hope that we can give ourselves more credit for that. And when we're feeling scared or we're feeling down, we know I deserve happiness because I am brave. Even if I can't do this right now, I know at some point I will try again because I'm brave enough to do it. And I might actually get it that time. And if I don't, then I'll try again. And when you do get it, or even every time that you don't, you tried, and you should be proud of that. I'm super proud of that. I'm proud of that when you do it, especially when you tell me about it. I'm proud of me when I do it, even when I can't see it at the time. And it's just a good feeling. We're all super great. And like I always say, we all deserve all the good things. Because at our core, we're all good people. And we just, at least the home for anime community, that's who I can speak for, we all look out for each other. In this anime home. And further beyond. So, thank you for being you and for being brave. Also, Pokemon Concierge is absolutely adorable. I would say give it a watch. It's on Netflix. It's 4 episodes. Less time than a feature film. But so impactful. So enjoyable. And Haru isn't the only brave soul in that show. To the point where the last episode of season 1 had me in tears because of how brave a little Pikachu was. But that's all that I've got to say. Thank you so much for being you. And don't forget to give yourself credit where credit is due and to grant yourself grace at any given time. You're amazing. You're wonderful. And I do hope that you'll take care. Bye.